Merry Christmas. My name is Rebecca Dix. I'm a senior MDiv student at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary from Applington, Iowa, and I will be sharing my Advent devotional for Thursday, December 25th, 2014. The devotional for today is based on 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 16. It can be deceiving to look at the pile of presents built up at the base of the tree, or the decorations streamed from wall to wall, or the half-consumed dinner, whose remnants can be witnessed in the bulging of bellies, or the smeared, crumb-stained faces, and think, "And so this is Christmas." I'm not saying those things cannot contribute to the joy and festivities, because they do. But when the ripped wrapping paper is gathered and the leftovers put away, does the joy remain? Or do we pack away the nativity with the tinsel and the snow globe collection? Beloved, the true joy of the season is in this revelation of God's love for us, a love so perfect and whole, a love that sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. It is in this love we have joy. And we are called to live our lives as a litany of this hope, this joy, this love, witnessing to the kingdom, so that we may remember, all of us, and in seeing these reminders that point us to the true hope and love, we then can all say, "And so this is Christmas." Would you pray with me? Today, Christ is born, O God, and your love is revealed among us. In Jesus Christ, your light shines in our darkness. Fill us with the mystery of your word made flesh, until our hearts overflow with praise and joy, so that we, your church, may be a sign of your hope and love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.